From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach, today's topic is about the Great Backyard Bird Count. This is an important four-day event that takes place annually in February. This year, the count will take place from February 18th through the 21st. This is the 25th anniversary of the Great Backyard Bird Count. For 25 years, citizen scientists have been watching, learning about, counting, and celebrating birds. As we know, birds are everywhere, all the time doing fascinating things. Their behavior is interesting and amazing. Given the pandemic that we are currently experiencing, counting and watching birds is one of the safest and most rewarding activities we can do. We can do it from home in our own bubble, all the while observing the rules for COVID-19 protection. Participation is free and asks you to commit to counting birds for as little as 15 minutes or longer if you wish, on at least one of the 4 days of the count. However, you can also do more. All 4 days will provide a great experience. You may even notice more birds in your backyard than ever before. You report your sightings online. The website for the bird count provides the how-to information. The purpose of the count is to help scientists better understand global bird populations before one of their annual migrations. Launched in 1998 by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the National Audubon Society, the Great Backyard Bird Count, GBBC, was the first online citizen science project to collect data on wild birds and to display results in near real time, birdcount.org. You can learn how to participate in the count in your backyard or neighborhood by going to the website www.birdcount.org. So polish up your binoculars and or fill up your bird feeders. Get ready for this exciting bird count event. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.